What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. The reason your employees are not meeting your expectations is because we're fucking up this idea of the vision or the picture of what we want to have happen in our head and the words that we use. Let me explain. I believe that a job description is very poor terminology. I'll get hit up all the time. Stu, do you have a job description for a GM or a head coach or a marketing manager? And my answer is no. I do not have templates. There's other groups out there that do the template thing. I don't do that. What I will help you create, though, are the expectations you have of this role, not of a person. I'm not creating expectations of Tina, okay? Fuck Tina. I don't care. I want to talk about the role. Tina, Sally, Joe, Bob, Timmy, whatever, they're all going to, like, different people are going to occupy this role in your tenure as a gym owner. So we don't build these things around the person. Now, there is unique cases, I've been hired on many of them, where we have a really good player who is inappropriately placed in the org chart, and they know they want this person to be a part of the company. They just don't know. They know what the skill sets are that they're good at, but they're not really sure how to create a role for them. And then I'll come in and I'm literally creating a role based on this person's strengths and what they do well. It's fewer and far between. But more commonly, you are going to be creating expectations for roles, not people. And those expectations are both ways. They're upstream and downstream. What does the business expect from this role in terms of duties, responsibilities, performance metrics, KPIs, whatever you want to call it? And then what can the role expect from the business? This is going to be compensation, work schedule, benefits, whatever it may be. Those two things generally, like when we have an employee that's annoying the shit out of us, or when an employee is unhappy with their management or their employer, it is almost always due to unmet expectations. And the reason the expectations are not met isn't as often due to their inability to perform the work, or they lack the skill set. It's that they do not understand what to do, or was not appropriately communicated. And this is where I've done a bunch of content on, like, you know, if your employees are, you know, pissing you off, it's probably because, number one, they don't get what they're supposed to do. Number two, they don't have the capacity or skill to do it. Or number three, a combination of the both, or they are doing it. They know what to do. They're just not consistent with it. So I've done content on that, recent podcast on that. Go and check those out. But in this one, I want to talk about pictures and words. Expectations are when somebody has a vision in their head, a picture in their head of how something will go, right? So imagine this. You want to hire a marketing manager. And in your head, you picture somebody who's going to wake up, come into work, set up their laptop. They're going to go ahead and they're going to open up a social media scheduling planner and a Word document, and they're going to start creating some copy. They're going to go out to the training floor. They're going to get their phone out. They're going to capture some good images and reels, come back, dump it back onto their computer, pair the copy with the right images, and post. And they're going to do that daily. They're going to shoot reels. They're going to go into Canva and create awesome marketing flyers. They're going to create cool designs and graphics. And your social media is going to go from looking like dog shit to looking incredible. In your head, that's what you picture. But what ends up happening is we hire a, quote, social media marketing manager, or whatever you want to call it. And they're not really a marketing manager. The other thing, too, is I'd say probably 7 out of 10 gym owners are directly violating this first one. Do not give people a role for which they are not qualified for. Just because a coach of yours came to you and said, hey, I'm looking to make some more money. And you said, cool, you can be my marketing manager. I could pay you for like 10 hours a week. You know, I'll pay you $20 an hour, right? So we have, you know, $800 a month, whatever it comes out to. That's not a marketing manager. That person, they do not have the skill. Just because they have a TikTok and they've made Instagram reels on their personal account does not mean they understand how to do this for a business. With concise copy, a clear call to action, the frequency you need, all that. They don't, you know, do they understand your avatar customer and the tone in which you want the copy to be written? No. You'd honestly be better off using ChatGPT than doing that, 1,000%. It wouldn't cost you $800. and you'd be able to fix the tone and the type of the, you know, the language used instantly with a click of a button versus having to have a conversation with somebody and trying to verbally explain what you picture in your head that this copy is going to look like. We'll get back to the podcast in just a minute. Concept validation. If you have an idea for a brick and mortar gym of any variety and you want somebody to validate the concept, to poke holes in it, to shark tank it, to find where the opportunities are and where the vulnerabilities are in your existing model so you don't make hundreds of thousands of dollars of mistakes in the process, shoot me a DM on Instagram at WTF Gym Talk. Concept validation is one of my favorite projects to take on with consulting clients. And I promise you, a little bit of proactive measure now can save you hundreds of thousands, if not complete failure, down the line. Guys, get back to the podcast. Enjoy. So you hire this marketing manager and you have this vision in your head. Well, in the role description, based on the role offering you posted on LinkedIn, and when they applied for the job, and this is another scenario where you didn't just take a coach who needs some money, you actually hired someone for this, you laid out all these very broad bullet points. We expect you to create a comprehensive marketing plan to help grow membership. We want the creation of ad copy and creative refreshed every 90 days. You know, we expect you to fulfill the marketing calendar requirements that this business had, blah, 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 blah. You give like these kind of broad stroke role requirements or role expectations. And then what happens is the person comes into the job and they, you know, because they, what you gave them as expectations are so broad, they never land on what specifically you had. What you should have specifically said is exactly what you pictured. And this is where the pictures and the words need to intersect. Whatever you picture, I want you to write it down in the expectations. So if you're like, I picture this person showing up at 9 a.m., going to the office and opening up their laptop. I picture them opening up our third-party social media scheduling software. I picture them opening up a Word document and every, you know, all that's that entire spiel I gave. Literally put that in the role expectation. Literally. I expect you, you know, work starts at 9 a.m. You'll operate under this office. Your daily expectations are as follows. And then you break it down daily what you expect them to do. When I see a role description or an offering posted up on LinkedIn, like someone will send me one, or if I have a client who sends me their first draft and then I revise it, it's like creation of social media posts. That's part of the role description. You have to create social media posts. Cool. That's like me telling you, put on clothes. Well, what kind of clothes? What color? Long sleeve, short sleeve? Can I have layers, or do I, or is like underwear alone? Is that clothes? Am I good just to put on underwear? It's like, there's a lot of openness for interpretation. And as business owners, we fuck this up. We like having wide open lanes to be creative in and to think we don't like being restricted and put in the boxes. Guess what? Employees do. Employees like structure. And I hear too many small business owners be like, I like to give them free rein. No, you lazy fuck. You just aren't willing to take the time to construct a box. Because A, you don't know how to construct the box. You don't know how to give them structure and support for this role because you don't know shit about fuck about this role. Or number two, you just, again, you're just like, well, I threw the job posting up, we'll see what he get and we'll figure it out. And I can just complain about my employees sucking for the rest of my career. You just aren't putting in the time to develop them. If you have not taken the onboarding course, the onboarding development course inside of MGU, it's a brand new one, head over to microgymuniversity.com, get enrolled. I cover all of this. But for those of you just listening for now, taking the free shit, all right, I get it. I see you. You need to make sure you put them in a box that provides structure. Now, you're not locking them in there. They are free to break a wall or to turn it from a box into a trapezoid. They have creative license to a degree if you want. I mean, you have to specifically let them. You have creative license here or you don't have creative license here. When I was doing the copywriting services, we had a copywriter that I worked with, Creative Matters, and they would create all the copy. And for the gym owner, they would create 6 months of copywriting. the gym owner had paid for that copy to get created. And then they handed it off to the social media marketing manager, aka some random coach who's going to get paid a couple hundred bucks to copy and paste what the copywriter did and post it on, you know, the social media scheduler. And I remember owner coming back and be like, dude, I'm so fucking pissed. I spent all this money on the copywriting and, you know, fucking my social media marketing manager, Sally, she fucking just ad-libbed and just tweaked it and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not at all what I paid for. It's not at all what I want. I'm like, why are you telling me? This is a very, like, this conversation should not be sounding like that to your consultant. It should be like, hey, you know that copywriting we pay to get done? Yep. Well, I gave it to my social media manager, and originally she, you know, thought she'd get creative and put some flair to it and ad lib. And I saw it, I corrected her, we talked about it, I explained she does not have any creative license here, that I want it copy and pasted exactly as it was written by the professional copywriter, and I nipped in the bud and we're good. That's what the gym owner should come to me and say. Instead of, you would, like, look what she did. Like, no, just go handle it. It all comes back to the root of this. You had a picture in your head of how this was going to go. They were going to copy and paste the copy from the document that the copywriter gave you. They were going to find a picture that it worked for, a piece of creative, an image or a video, and post it on social. That was what you pictured, but that's not what your words said. That's not what you wrote down in the expectations of the role. You wrote down something different. And this is 100% for all of you that have issues with your employees. You missed the boat on the expectations and making sure you both understand what you picture in your head versus the words you used or the instructions you gave. This goes the other way too. There are employers who, when they hire someone, they set up a picture. Yep, so you're going to be our assistant GM. We're planning on opening up a new facility within the next year. If everything goes well, I'll be promoting my current GM to being the regional person over both locations. And there might be an opportunity for you to become the assistant GM. And they say this to somebody in a job interview, giving this person the impression that upward mobility is happening. And this is really important detail, because in most micro gyms, unless that, like, expansion is happening with multiple locations, where is the upward mobility for anyone on your org chart? Typically, upward mobility within a single independently owned micro gym requires somebody to quit or get fired above them. Typically, the bandwidth in the HR payroll budget isn't great enough to have three GMs. Typically. So in that scenario, that owner painted a picture for this candidate. And now this candidate has this picture in their head. But fast forward 18 months, there's no second location. So the picture that employee had in their head and what actually manifested, what actually happened, were not aligned. That creates resentment. If you look up the definition, like, I forget how it's put in, but it's like, resentment is simply unmet expectations. You can resent your mother, your boss, your wife, your spouse, your friend, you know, the server at your restaurant. You went to a 5-star restaurant, the service sucks. That's where you have resentment towards that business or that individual. They're just unmet expectations. So here's the exercise. And I've already kind of laid it out, but when you are creating the expectations for your roles within your org chart, and those of you guys who are the cheap fucks and are not an MGU, again, this is how it should break down. In your org chart and in the document that you have all these expectations in, it has the title of the role at the top. Underneath, who holds that role? Put TBD if it's to be, you know, determined. You haven't hired them yet. Who does the role report to? Because roles need to report to a singular individual or a singular role, not multiple roles. They report to one role. Then what does the business expect of this role? And then what can this role expect from the business in terms of schedule, compensation, and benefits? That is what needs to be there. But when you fill in the blanks of those categories, it's just what you picture in your head. And there's not a level of specificity that I think is too much. I expect you to be at work at 9 a.m. Monday through Thursday. Fridays are a half day. So I'd like for you to come in at 8 because you're going to be done at 12. Like, you have to be uber specific. And a lot of people are afraid because they think it's like a commitment, like they're getting married to this. Like, it's a legal document that, like, oh yeah, but if I say this and I change it up. No, you as a privately held company, you can change this shit up whenever you want. All you need to do is let everyone know that what you pictured in your head has changed. Hey, originally I said, you know, on Fridays we're coming in from 8 to 12. However, I now have new information. Our business is growing. We have to add classes. So effective immediately, Fridays are now going to be from 9 to whatever. All you have to do is, again, now that you have a new picture in your head of what the expectation is, you just need to communicate it. You need to put it into words out of your mouth and words on paper. If you can do those two things and they are clear as day and as specific as possible, then there will be high likelihood you have less employee churn and you're a happier boss, they're happier to work for you. But I'll tell you, anybody who ever comes to me with HR issues, one of the first things I ask to see is the org chart. And I want to see the role descriptions or expectations. And if those aren't there, then it's not like I'm like judging this gym owner. It's like, okay, that makes sense. That's you're common. This is the majority of small business owners don't have this. And then we complain about other people sucking at their job. You don't even have this shit written down anywhere. Will it have it written down? Yeah, it fucking sucks. We just reviewed it. It sucks. It's general. You use ChatGPT. You fucking stole it from some template on the internet. It makes no fucking sense. Dude, I swear to God, I had a client try to pass off a really good role. Like, it was a role description. And, you know, listen, I've been doing this long enough now, even with ChatGPT, when someone tries to pass off shit to me that I know they didn't write, I fucking recognize it. It always has, like, random, like, health and safety inspections perform quarterly. Shut the fuck up. You did not write that. Fucking ChatGPT's proper ass did. Recertification of the AED and fire extinguishers to ensure compliance with local and county guidelines. Shut the fuck up. You didn't write that, you lazy fuck. And it's so simple. Like, gym owners are always wanting a template when all you have to do is think what you want from this person and write it down. I don't understand what's so hard. And this is one of the reasons I don't do templates, and I don't judge the businesses that do, because I know they make, like, I would make a lot more money if I had entire templates and SOPs laid out. I would make a lot more money. I don't care to, because A, I'm not here to wipe your ass. I'm here to empower you to be a better business owner. And part of that is having basic, the ability to take what's in your mind and write it down into words. It doesn't have to be perfect. I'll revise it and edit it with you. But that basic skill set of math and the ability to write or communicate in the written word, like my kid, if they had to get rid of, you know, only had two subjects in school, would be math and creative writing. That would be, and the ability to read, like English. That would be the fucking only things I'd want my kid to do. Like, for success, I think that's really the only value most traditional schooling has. Math and creative writing. Those are like the only two values I really see, minus the socialization aspect. So for you, Mr. Business Owner, grown ass adult, Mrs. Business Owner, whatever the fuck, you need to be able to do this very basic skill. Stop asking for templates. I'm too busy. Fuck off, you're too busy. You own a business. You literally, you signed up to be too busy. That's what owning a business is. It's being too busy to do other shit. You want to not be too busy, go be a fucking employee where you have weekends off. You can turn off your cell phone at 5 p.m. But you signed up for the I'm too busy fucking career path. Welcome to the fucking club, asshole, all right? Now let's get going. Stop complaining about what we chose. All right, guys, if you have some org chart, HR, role expectations, anything like that you'd like some assistance with, we can hop on a call, knock it out quickly. I'd love to work with you on it. Shoot me a DM on Instagram or head over to WTFGymTalk.com. Otherwise, next time I chat with you kids, it'll be on a podcast like this. But until then, have a great fucking day.